The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Givomis Lav Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara earlier on Tzadik Vav in the Beis brings a maisa that Rabbi Elazar said over something that Rabbi Yechanan had said in the Beis Medrash, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechanan heard that he said it, and he didn't mention, Rabbi Elazar didn't mention it, that it was B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan Ikbid, Rabbi Yechanan was Makbid, and he didn't say it over in his name. And then the Gemara says that everybody knows that what Rabbi Elazar says is from Rabbi Yechanan, like, just like Yeshua ben Nun, every time he would say over Halach, he didn't say it was B'Shem Moshe, everybody knew that it was B'Shem Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the Gemara asks, what was Rabbi Yechanan's Kepeid? The answer, Rabbi Yechanan, my time a cup at Kulahai. And the Gemara says, "Amr Yehuda, my Rav, my Diksev Agur ba'Alacha Elamim, v'chiyav shleil Adam lagu b'shnei Elamim. How could a person live in two worlds at once? Ella Amar David of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. David was mevake ishribayni shleilim yihiratzain sheyoyimru d'var shmua mipi ba'Elam hazeh. David Amalek was mevake that people should say over the very Torah mipiv in this world, meaning after his patira." And the Gemara explains, like Rabbi Yechanan says, "Mishul Rabbi Shem ben Yechai, kol Talmud Chacham, sh'aymim dvar shmua mipiv ba'ilam hazeh, sifsaysav doivu vayis bekever." This is the Gemara on top of Tzadik Zayin with Aleph, that when a Talmud Chacham has his memra, his shmua set over in Oilam hazeh, and he's already in Oilam Emes, so sifsaysav doivu vayis bekever. Rashi says, sifsaysav doivu vayis means nois, loshen dover shemar siach umavats beitz. Doivev. It's a very Lebedik. Even though he's not in this world anymore, but Sifsaisov are Daivis Bekever. The Mashal talks over here whether this means literally or it's more figurative. Dan Yankiv and the Mashal discuss that. Akoponim, the Gemara says a klal of Sifsaisov Daivis Bekever. So the first shayla that we have is, What is the cause of this Sifsaisa Davis Bekever? The Pashas, it would seem, that what causes it is the fact that his Torah is being said over in the world. So since his Torah is being said, so he has some Shaykhs to it. So there's this ain't enough of Sifsaisa Davis Bekever. It'll come out that even if it's not said over in his name, just the mere fact that his different Torah are being mefursim, are being set over in the world, that's a mile for him, for his neshama, and that causes the subsides of Daibuis. But l'chayr, it's mochach in the Gemara, not like this. As we said, that's why we're saying over the whole Gemara here. Because what was the ma'aseh? Rabbi Elazar said over something that Rabbi Yechanan had said, and he didn't say it over in his name. But he said what Rabbi Yechanan said. Rabbi Yechanan's divrei Torah were being set over in the Mesmenish, and Rabbi Yechanan was makbid. And the Gemara says, why was he makbid? He wasn't makbid because he wanted the kavod. He was makbid, the Gemara says, because he wanted that mile of subsides of Daivavais. So it's Mukhach in the Gemara that even if the memory is being said, that's not enough. It needs to be said Bishmai. And without that, you don't have the subsides of Daivavais. That's what's Mukhach in the Gemara. Okay. Now, in the Indian of saying something over B'Shem Omrai, there are Kama Inyanim in this. So we know the Mishnah says in Abbas, in Perik Kinyan Torah, Perik Vav, Brais of Kinyan Torah. In the end of Mishnah Vav, it says, "Va'im edav b'shem Amrei is one of the kinyanei hatayra." Halamadatol kolayim edav b'shem Amrei meiv yigula la'ilam shenemer v'atemir es la'melach b'shem Mordechai. So the Mishnah right there is saying that there are two inyanim in saying over b'shem Amrei. First of all, it's one of the kinyanei hatayra. Secondly, it's an inyan of being meiv yigula la'ilam. What does it have to do with being meiv yigula la'ilam? So if you look over there in the Mishnayis, in the Medrash Shmuel, he brings a pshat over there in what saying over Torah B'Shem Omrei has to do with Gula. But you see in the Mishnah there are two inyanim. And additionally, when the person is not in Olam Hazeh anymore, there's a third inyan of subsides of Daivavais. As the Rashi speaks out over here in Yevamos, that when the Gemara is, why was B'Yechanan Makbid? What's the kasha? We know the Mishnah says Kalamid of B'Shem Amrei is Kinyanat Torah, it's maybe Gula, so maybe that's why he was Makbid. So Rashi says no. Then why was Rabbi Yechanan Dafka Makbid? Everybody should have been Makbid. That has nothing to do with Rabbi Yechanan. Vice versa, it was a Bezundra Kpeda that the Baal HaMemra himself had. So that's what the Gemara wanted to know. Why is it his Eisik? Stamazay, whoever was there should have been Makvit. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't, but the Gemara is bringing out something Miochid with Rabbi Yechanan. And that the Gemara answered because it's a chesed for him that it should be subsistence Davidus. Even though at that time he was alive, the Vice says the Gemara is telling it too, even when the person's alive. Al-Kaponim Zachinu that there are three Nyonim in Amir Zav Meshem Amrei. As we proved from the Gemara, then in this case of Sayyidina, also it has to be Davka B'Shem Omrei. Okay. Now in the Ikadin of Omidav B'Shem Omrei, so Rabbi Chaim Voloshin, the Ruach Chaim says Pshat, very partial to Pshat, in why it's Kinyan HaTorah. So Fashteitzach, like the Medrash Shmuel over there speaks out, the person can't be Mishabid, but it's the law, Shaina Shalai. Person, it's partial that a person can Kilu Ganva something that's not his, Ganva somebody else's art. But why is it a Kinyan HaTorah? So on that, Rabbi Chaim Voloshin says, Ki al yidei kach misyashiv kama kushyos, homani replainihi, upam zahar l'chlashitase, v'zah l'chlashitase ki yadua. Dr. Chaim Voloshin, that a person can't learn properly if he doesn't know who's saying the memra. Sometimes you have a kashi, you don't understand the memra, but if you have a shver Rambam, you don't understand why the Rambam says something. But if you know that it's the Rambam, then there's no kashi, because you know that the Rambam is l'chlashitase. But if it would have been Rashi, it would have to be shver. Or sometimes you have a kasha, how could somebody say something? Ah, he doesn't understand with something else. Yeah, Teretz is Hamani. This is one sheet, and that's another sheet. So it's Pashat, it's necessary for the Etzem Derech HaLimud in order to be able to learn properly to say things over Shem Omri. That's what Rav Chaim Voloshin says over there. That is a Shaila. In the Shaila, what's the din if a person hears a memra from one chacham, Meshem another chacham? Let's say Reb Reuven says it over B'Shem Reb Shimon. And now you want to say it over. So obviously you have to say that it's Reb Shimon's vart. Do you have to say that you heard it from Reb Reuven B'Shem Reb Shimon? So that means you find a Gemara sometimes tackle like that. Sometimes the Gemara brings a whole Lange Yichus on a Memra. And Kesedi you find Amr Reb Yudah Mashmul, Amr Reb Yudah Marav, and things like that. So it would seem that even if it's not necessary, it's certainly correct, it's certainly a Milo that it should be done. In the back of the Chedusha of Shleimer, Reb Shleimer Haiman's Chedushim, page Ayin Reish Beis, there's Horus Katsaris, and Ois Gimel over there, he clears this Shaila. Yesh l'stapik, hod aminin kol oimidov b'shem omrei. And he says, it's mashma afidl shoma mei echad b'shem acher, you have to say over both names. He clears, im shayach dov ezeh gam b'ksav. If you see in one sefer, a din b'shem, another sefer, well, like the example he gives, you see something in a sefer b'shem erishin. So let's say you saw a Tosfos quoted in a Sefer. Can you just say over the Tosfos, or do you have to say over where you saw the Tosfos? He says, Befrat, then you go ahead and you look up the first Sefer, and now you saw the Tosfos inside. So now for the rest of your life, every time you say over the Tosfos, you have to say over that it's the Peshua quotes the Tosfos. It's a Tosfos. The Tosfos is Befaneinu, Nasi Sefer Venasi. Open up a Gemara, you'll see the Tosfos. Or it could be even a Gemara, it could be even a Pasuk Chumash for that matter. Let's say there's a pasuk in Chumash, which you weren't aware of, or a pasuk in Navi, and it was brought in a sefer somewhere. Do you have to say it over from like that? So he blames with the suffix about this. Similarly, in the Sefer Yelos HaShachar of Steinman in Zvachim Daf Ayin Hey, he doesn't talk about a sefer, but he just talks about saying over a memra. The first thing that we said, he brings Kama Makiris, Kama Rais, that specifically Lagabi Sefsoys of Davis Bekever, that it has to be set over all the steps along the way. He says, "Kishachosim al memra mitsiyem is tzarich lahaskin mi hevi memra zu." And he explains because the Indian of Amidav B'Shem Amrei has two reasons. First of all, Sefsoys of Davis, and also, like we said from the Medrash Shmuel, the person shouldn't be misgather with something that's not his. So he says, Chazina the Gam Bezes of Sais of David is Shaykh Shapit Tama Alf. The Gam Tama Bez Shaykh is Gardar Ki Yodei Advarim Shabem Tani Dem Yatsmai. He says the president shouldn't be misgarder Kilu, he knows a certain Svarim if he only knows it from a different Sefer. And he ends up, Kalmakam Ladina Tzarchin. Okay. Just say over an interesting Shiloh. It's a Shiloh that's brought from Rav Zilberstein in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed in Sanhedrin. Daf Chav Dalet. He was asked a shayla like this. Somebody was nifter, and his son wants to do something, Lili Nishmas, his father. And he has a certain amount of money that he set aside to do it. And he has a suffix what to do. His father left over a certain chadushim b'ksav. So he could publish, he could be Masadr, his father's chadushim, and publish a sefer. Or, he could take the money and just go by Sifrei Yisoid, Shasin, Shulchan Aruch, and donate it to a shul, to a yeshiva. So what are its dadim? So mitzad echad, you could say that he should just buy Shasin because it'll be used a lot more, because not that many people are going to be interested in looking at this sefer. Ve'iduch, the besonder chedushim of this yid, of this nifter, so that's maybe a besonder school of his neshama, besonder ili neshama, so maybe that is kedima. So this is the shaila that he brings. So he brings first the machlekes, the chasam sefer, and the brismeisha. The chasam sefer is in Yeridea, in the Hakdama. So his son, Chasam Sefer's son, writes that his father, Chasam Sefer, did not hold that he was mechuyev to print his svarim. Chasam Sefer said that he's makbid always to teach his talmidim and to answer shailas, to write shuvas, to shailim. And he says, v'harai, before there was a tfos, he says, people didn't publish svarim. He says, so I'm not mechuyev to publish my svarim. That's Chasam Sefer. Meiduch Yisra Moshe writes that part of the chiyuv lilmay Torah and lilamay Torah, and part of the chiyuv lilamay is lilamay l'kama sheyoyse talmidim sheyochel, as many talmidim as you can. He says if somebody can teach 100 talmidim and he only teaches 50, he wasn't mekayim mitzvahs lilamay, or at least not karoy. So if a person could be mekayim to be milamay talmidim, to be mavid Torah b'ksav, he's mechuyev to do it. So he brings that machlekes. However, maybe that's only a sefer which is taka tzayrich and is taka considered to be melamed Torah, but a sefer which will not be looked at too much. So maybe it's kedai that he should take the money and buy svarim. And he brings that Rav Yoshev taka paskind to somebody who asked him. Somebody asked Rav Yoshev if he can use his meiser geld to publish svarim, to publish his own sefer. And Rav Yoshev told him that you could do that if it's a sefer shirabim tzrichim loy. If it's a sefer, that's a tale to rabbin. But if it's a sefer that you're just doing because you want to publish it, then that's your tzayuch, then you can't use meiser geld for that. So al kaponim, so in terms of the ili neshama, it would seem that the bigger ili neshama would be to publish, I mean to buy svarim that people are going to use more. That's what the Chashuk Echemet says. L'chari yesh ladan, that may just be in general in terms of the greater accomplishment, but in terms of a specific ilin nishmasai, I don't know. It could be it's a big ilin fez neshama that his particular chelik atayra should be nitfas. I don't know. Not sure about that. Al kaponim, getting back to the chesed chemit, then he says that that's all the nidan of ilin neshama. He says, but avada the son should publish the father's svarim. That is kedima. Why? Because of the mitzvah of kibbutz. So it has nothing to do with the Ilan Yishama for the father. That's the son's mitzvah. He has a mitzvah of Kibarav. And he brings a marker for this from the Tshuva Sosayrus, Tshuva Chelikim, Osim, and Yotes, that he was in Eden over there, a similar case, with somebody wanted to know if he should publish his father's farm or he should use the money for Lahasi Ezbitek to marry off his child. And he says marrying off his child comes first. But Akoponim, he names on the Ravada, there is a Kibarav in publishing the father's Chedushin. So he brings from there, you see that is Kibarav. And Vashaydach Kibarav would be Kaidim over here. And then he ends off, interesting thing, he brings from Reb Shlomo Kluger in his Hakdama to Tuf Tam Vadas Tinyono. Reb Shlomo Kluger says that the Matzvah Svarim is Makar of the Geula. Like Shlomo HaMelech says in Kehelas, Asay Svarim Ein Kates, that he's there's different ways to learn the Pasuk, but Al-Gabon, he's learning that it means a person should Taka be Matzvah Svarim, and he says Pshat over there, that's why it's Ein Kates. Asay Svarim Ein Kates. That's why the case hasn't come, because all the Svarim that need to be published have not yet been published. That's what the Shlomo Kluger says. All right, there's a lot to be done on this. Sometimes it is rotzi to publish, sometimes it's not rotzi to publish. It's a lot of rare bats, it's for Ein Kamakayim. But I'll go upon it, but that's a shtickle nafkamina that comes out from the sugi over here of Sosais of Davis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.